This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. The end of the year means deadlines for a whole host of things. One big one, getting your financial house in order. All right, so it's not as fun as shopping. But making a few smart money moves before December 31st is key for securing a good financial future in the new year and beyond. That's our cue for today's show. Financial editor Jean Chatsky, who joins us now. You can catch her new TV show, Money Matters, on RLTV. Jean, nice talking to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too.
Let's talk about the end of the year, Jean, because this is the time that you're supposed to pay attention to your money and look ahead into the coming year. One of the first areas I want to ask you about is this, unemployment. It's still high, and lots of people are making ends by picking up freelance work. Are there any year-end tips for all of these freelancers out there?
Well, if you have been picking up freelance work, you definitely want to pay attention to setting aside enough to pay your tax bills as that month, as those bills become due. Often when you're working freelance, the money comes in a lump sum. Taxes aren't taken out. If you spend it all, you're going to find yourself in a hole after the calendar year turns. So just be careful there. It's also more difficult if you've been freelancing to stay on any sort of a budget. And if you can figure out, even by averaging 3 or 4 months worth of income, what your monthly take is approximately, it'll be a lot easier to set a budget that you can stick to.
Now, talk about the financial tune-up. Is this the time of year that we are supposed to do that?
It's a great time of year to do that. This is the time of year that we pay attention to end-of-the-year tax moves. We get rid of the losers in our portfolio in order to write them off against anything that we've actually made money on. And we make sure that we've got all of our deductions in order.
Given all of the complexities of what is happening right now, do we need to hire an expert, a financial advisor, or can we handle this ourselves? And what do you do if you have to handle it yourself?
So, yes, you can handle it yourself, but you shouldn't kid yourself that it doesn't take any time. Somebody has to do the work, and that person can be a financial advisor, but it can also be you. And I think the easiest thing to do, and it's something that we talk about on my show, Money Matters, is to focus on a few simple, basic money rules.
What are the money rules that we should adopt for 2013?
One of my money rules is count dollars like calories, which essentially means track your spending. One of my absolute favorites is that if you can't see it and you can't touch it, then you won't spend it. And that argues for having money swiped out of your checking account and put away someplace safe where you're not going to touch it. And finally, automate. Anything that you can do to take financial decisions off your plate and just make them happen automatically is going to be good for your financial future.
One last thing.
Yes.
Looking into 2013, traditionally we are told to plan months in advance. Sometimes if you're able to have 6 months of reserve, things like that. Has it changed where today we can no longer plan that far ahead, or how far should we try to plan ahead with regard to what we're going to be spending?
Well, those guidelines are for emergency cushions in general. We want people to have a 3 to 6 month emergency cushion in case they lose a job, in case for some reason they're unable to work, and they need to have some stash of cash that they could actually live on. I don't think that's changed at all. If you look at the unemployment rates, that argues for keeping even a more substantial emergency cushion. Now, granted, the fact that unemployment has been so high for so long means that it's been difficult for many people to amass an emergency cushion of that size. But as your financial fortunes improve, that is definitely something that you want to make sure you do.
Very good advice. Today's show, financial editor Jean Chatsky. Her most recent book is Money Rules, The Simple Path to Lifelong Security. Jean, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You can find more of Jean Chatsky's Money Rules for 2013 at our website, marketplace.org.